Blog Talk Radio.
Someone told me that they were in Miami this past weekend, and it was 40-something degrees in Miami. So just know you got to bear with the cold and just try to keep warm some kind of way because it's going to be cold for a while. Spring is not until April. Well, I hope that you had a wonderful week. Thank you for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry talk show. A ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. I am your host, Mary Hollis, and thank you for tuning in. Tonight, I want you, if you have a pen and a piece of paper handy, please grab a pen and a piece of paper. Because there's some things I'm going to be talking about tonight, you might want to jot down some information. And if you don't get all of it, you have my telephone number, most of you, and you know how to reach me, and I can give you more information from whatever you might be interested in. I will be giving you some helpful tips, encouragement, words that you can chew on for the rest of the week. And wherever there is something going on in your life, or you can share it with a friend or a family member. So let me begin. And these are words to help you to be strong, to give you help, hope, and courage. Even when times are tough, I know you'll make it through because I know these things about you. In the days ahead, I know you will stay as strong as you need to be to see your way through anything that comes along. I know you will discover more courage, hope, faith inside than you ever knew you had. I know things will get better day by day, and the passage of time has a wonderful way of helping you see things in that right light. And I know you can do every positive thing it takes to make it through any difficult time, because that's what remarkable people do. And one of those very special people, without a doubt, will always be you. Did you know that people was like tea bags? You find how strong they are when you put them in hot water. Boil it all down to what counts the most. What is the essence of what you are trying to do? What is the most important thing? Things only get complicated when you are trying to address too many issues. I've got something to say to you and hope that you will listen with an open heart. Don't be so worried about what everybody thinks of you, and don't think your happiness depends on someone else. I want you to just trust yourself. Trust if you take care of yourself on the inside, follow your instincts, and let your evolve naturally, your potential for happiness will be so much greater. The ability to focus and stay mentally tough comes with times and experience. Did you know that? You must learn to differentiate. Ooh, I can't even pronounce the word. You must learn how to differentiate. I can't spit it up. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Between what is truly happened and what is dealt with at any time. Maturity gives you the ability to prioritize. I try to separate my life into two, have to, and should to. Tension, who you think it should be. Relaxation is who you are. How do you make it through? You take one day at a time. You face your fears. You keep your promises. You deal with your challenges. You get the best possible help and care. You turn to caring, positive people, and know will be there for you. You believe. You take steps to change what needs changing. Talk it over. You laugh. You go ahead and cry. You pray. You stay involved. You live the best life you can today. When tomorrow comes, you do it all over again. You hang in there. You hold on tight to your hope. You never let go. You know deep down inside what a special person you are. And no matter what comes along, you never forget it. You stay strong, you keep the faith, and you make room for better days that someday soon is going to shine so much sincerity back into your life. Sometimes life deals you blows that can knock you to your knees. But no matter what happens, we all have to get up and move forward. Life goes on. Let me read that one again. Sometimes life deals you blow that can knock you down on your knees. And you know that happened many times to all of us. But no matter what happens, we all have to get up and move forward. Life does go on. Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. The world breaks everyone, and afterward are many strong at the broken places. Yes, we are women in progress. I am just trying like everyone else. I try to take every conflict, every experience, and learn from it. Yes, we all should learn from our experience, good or bad. There are many things you learn best in calm and sometime in storm. I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. Keep sailing that ship, girl. There have been times when I found myself wondering, how am I going to make it through? What can I possibly do to surrender a certain problem? How am I going to figure out what direction to go in from here? And then I remember these words. When you must, you can. That phrase has proven itself to be true in almost everything I've done. I've had days when I found strength inside me that I didn't even know I had. I've found answers to problems I thought I would never solve. Just know what you must, you can. I have been surprised myself by the ability to rise above certain situations and do what it takes to find my serenity. At times when I didn't think I could go on another day, I reach deep and keep the faith and manage to find a way. It's something I plan on remembering as long as I live, and I hope it will bring its beautiful blessing to you. When you must, you can. You can see your way through. There is no way around grief or loss, and can dodge all you want, but sooner or later you just have to go into it, through it, and hopefully come out the other side. That's in one of our songs that Live Through It by James Fortune. He said, live through it, pray through it. Yes, this is saying the same thing. I know whatever is making me feel bad is not going to last forever unless I follow it too. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. There are times when life isn't all you want, but it's all you have. So what I say is, have it, stick it in a flower, a pot, in your hat, and be happy. If God adds another day to our life, let us receive it gladly. Be blessed. I expect some new phases of life this summer. I shall try to get the honey from every moment. I've had my trials and troubles. The Lord has given me both vinegar and honey, but he has given me the vinegar with a teaspoon and the honey with a ladder. It's pretty much honey in a cup. I know that life will never be good or be bad, but I am lucky and continue to pour my heart into it. I have more good than bad, and even if I'm very lucky, I know it. After a difficult time in life, it's time to move on. After the hurting comes from healing, then comes the growing stronger. Be more confident, be more capable, more of everything you need to be and want to be and hope to be. Life is full of new beginnings. Some change may come, sometime is sure to come, to close one chapter and begin another. Just like our title of our ministry, The Next Chapter. There is a next chapter in everyone's life, whether you want it or not. When you go forward, it is considered a next chapter because you're moving forward. I know you're wondering what happens in the next chapter of your life. It isn't always easy to make changes, but there's no better advice than this. Just do your best. Make sure you stay strong enough to move ahead, because there are some wonderful rewards waiting for you. Here are some things you can do that will help you see you through. You can have hope, because work wonders for those who have it. You can be optimistic because people can expect things to turn out for the best, often set the stage to receive beautiful results. You can make healthy choices. I know I want to continue to make better choices than I've made in the past, because in the past year I beat up myself for many things that I've done in the past that could make things even better at this time in my life. But you must look forward. Put the past behind you. And there will become, things will be, will have beautiful results. You can make healthy choices and honor your lifelong goals. You can count your blessings. You can be inspired to climb your ladder and have some nice long talks with your wishing star. You can be strong and patient. You can be gentle and wise. You can make the next chapter a wonderful one because you are the author of your, you are the author, the story of your life. I have hopes with that. A determination to change what is not right. As a storyteller, I know that if I don't have the ending, I can write a better one. At times you will find it hard to bring forth your courage, but at the bottom of your heart, never give up hope. Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thy will always be there. Look for something to be thankful and glad over each day, and you will find it. Try smiling, and you'll get a smile back. Consider every disappointment and trouble as so much experience and as a temporary lesson set for you to learn. Go forth and with calmness and new strength to face the world. Be open to new possibilities, changes, opportunities. If a door slams, it means that God is pointing to another door further down, on down. Make each morning the opening door to a better day than the one before. Try it this week, and you'll see. I know not what the future holds, for I know who holds the future. Just hang in there. It takes a strong person to deal with tough times and difficult choices. And boy, do we have some. But you are a strong person. It takes courage. But you possess the inner courage to see you through. It takes being an active participant in your life. But if you are in the driver's seat and you can determine the direction you want tomorrow to go in, hang in there. Take care to see that you don't lose sight of one thing that is constant, beautiful, and true. Everything will be fine, and it will turn out that way because of a special kind of person you are. Always remember that God said he will never leave us or forsake us. So beginning today, tonight, and lasting lifetimes, do hang in there. And don't be afraid to feel like the sun is shining just for you. Let me read that again. So beginning today and tonight, and lasting a lifetime through, hang in there, and don't be afraid to feel like the sun is shining just for you. I hope that these words were encouraging, and knowing that you can move forward with any task, a new job, your financial situation is going to get better. You can't see it now. Loss of a loved one, you're going to be able to smile. And when you smile, someone will smile back at you. I hope these were inspiring message of hope, courage, and just know that you are special in God's sight, and he is going to make 2015 your better year. That is all I have tonight, but I do have some announcements. We have three announcements. We need you to begin today, tonight, and call a friend, neighbor, coworker, church member to join us on this trip to Memphis, Tennessee, June 12th through June 14th. We have a lot of people on board, but we need some more. If you need a flyer, I can email it to you. We just want to fill that bus up. The next thing is we are going bowling the month of March. We are going to Stars and Stripes on Mountain Industrial. It's $17.99, which includes the shoes, bowling for 2 hours, shoes, pizza, and drink. So come and enjoy. If you don't bowl, you can sit and watch and worship and fellowship with us. And it is March 21st. We're looking at 2 to 4 on a Saturday afternoon, giving you enough time to do whatever you need to do in that morning, and come and join us. Bring a family member, friends, and let's have some fun bowling. We want to do something different every month, if possible. And remember, each month you need to make a payment on your trip. So if you haven't, I need you to get that to me so we can stay current with all of our payments. The next thing I would like next announcement is if you need someone to do your taxes, well, call the tax expert, Sheila Coley. She can help you not just with your taxes, but she can also help you with financial advice. Tell a friend and tell a family member that you have someone that they can call for both information, getting two for one. You can call her at 404-713-2390. If you need more information, you can give me a call. I can get that information to you. I think that's all we have tonight as far as announcement. We have a few more minutes. There's something else that I did want to mention, too. I'm trying to find it here. Oh, I know. We need more stories for our book. So if you've been working on those paragraphs every week, keep on writing. You still have time. We need your story. Just know that your story is going to encourage someone else. Whatever you went through, someone else will be going through similar things. And your story will help them to know that they are not in this alone. Someone else has gone through the same thing, and it's so encouraging to know that you're not all alone. And that there are women here to help you to go through it. So we need your story to be a part of our book, and we're trying to get started. If we can't finish it by year end, we're going to publish it and be published by the first of 2016. And this is something that's going to be ongoing for the whole year. We're getting ideas from a publisher that my church has referred, and they will be working with me as far as getting stories edited. Sheila's going to be a part of that as well. She's good at that. So just knowing that it's going to happen. And once we do that, there are many things that God wants this ministry to do. So we want you all to be a part of it. in any way you can. We also need a donation. We air every Tuesday night. It used to be free. I think this is going on, it's been over 3 years. And it was free for a while, but now we pay for it. So when you get those tax returns, you can write a check to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, because we do want to stay on the air. If you have someone else that would like to appear on the air, giving good information out to our widows and friends, please let me know. That'll help me out as well as the show itself. And anyone has anything to say, you can always let me know by showing up, pressing 1, and we will get you on the air and say whatever you need to say. So we always have time to do that. Well, thank you so much for tuning in again this week. I love this song by Fred Hammond, I Will Trust You. I'm going to play that in a few minutes. And just be blessed, stay warm, and just know that God is there. He will never leave you or forsake you. Tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed. Have a great week.
I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I will try.